Researchers are sounding a new, even more dire warning today about the possible threat the Zika virus poses to fetuses. A study suggests Zika is causing more complications among developing babies than had been thought before. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein reports.
Until now, the big worry about Zika is that it's causing a birth defect known as microcephaly. These babies have shrunken heads and badly damaged brains. But doctors like Karen Nielsen-Sains at UCLA have been worried that Zika could be causing all kinds of other problems.
That microcephaly was just like the tip of the iceberg.
So Nielsen-Sains started studying pregnant women who caught Zika in Rio de Janeiro. Today, she's reporting what she found out about the first 42 women. First of all, their ultrasound spotted something wrong, seriously wrong, with one-third of the fetuses.
There seems to be like a whole spectrum of conditions that are related to this, not only microcephaly. Microcephaly is just one isolated finding. There's more.
For example, many are just not growing normally. Some have other kinds of brain damage. The researchers aren't seeing anything like this when they look at pregnant women who don't have Zika. And the problems on the ultrasounds are becoming clear as the babies are being born.
Two of the children have lesions in their retina, which means that they might be blind.
Some may be deaf. Two are really small, which means they'll have lots of complications. One is microcephaly, and some aren't even making it.
We had two miscarriages early on, but then we had another two miscarriages, babies who died 2 weeks before being born.
Taken together, Nielsen-Sains says the outlook is disturbing.
It makes a very strong case for Zika being the cause of all these pregnancy outcomes that are not very good.
Now, Nielsen-Sains cautions that the study is small and needs to be confirmed by a lot more follow-up. But other experts say this is the strongest evidence yet of the danger Zika poses to pregnant women. Anthony Fauci is the top infectious disease expert at the National Institutes of Health.
The take-home message is that this is another important addition to the growing evidence that seems to now be quite compelling of the relationship between infection of a pregnant woman and the development of congenital abnormalities.
And Albert Koh of Yale University says it's foreboding given the scope of the Zika outbreak.
Millions are being affected as the epidemic has spread throughout the Americas, and 30% of these women infected had these severe outcomes. So yes, I think this is very disturbing.
These researchers and others plan to follow up with a lot more women for a lot longer to find out just how much of a threat Zika poses during pregnancy. Rob Stein, NPR News.